There were two boys, Jack and Larry. It was holiday time, and they loved going to their grandmother's place in Colorado, out on a farm. I think you live on a farm anyway, don't you? But these must have been city boys, and it was great. Do you live in Hamilton, do you, Nathaniel, in this town? No, you live in the country too? Yeah, good. Yeah, so they had wonderful time there. It was summer. It was quite hot. And at the bottom of the hill, from where the farmhouse was, there was a canal, an irrigation canal, and the water came down from the Rocky Mountains, and it was pumped along to the hot plains where they needed water for their farming and so on. And often, because it was so hot, the boys loved to go down to the irrigation canal and just dangle their feet in the water. Unfortunately, they couldn't swim. Now, I guess you can swim, but these boys couldn't swim. And they were told by their grandmother, in no uncertain terms, they went to go in the water. She said, explained to them that it might look safe enough, but it flowed very swiftly and it was so deep that if they got out of there in the middle of the canal, they wouldn't be able to get out. It was so fast. And the boys didn't like this, of course. It was so hot, and they argued with her. They said, you know, even if we did get into the deep part, we'd be able to get out. And she explained to them that it would carry them, if they got out of their depth, it would carry them down to the sluice. And beyond that was the pump. And most of the water that went through the sluice ended up in the pump, and where it was taken up to higher ground. And she said, if you got into the pump, she said, you wouldn't get out alive. That was a bit scary, wasn't it? Who would want to be in a pump? And anyway, they still argued with her, you know, but she said, it's only about half a kilometre away. She said, no, she said, just don't go in. Anyway, one day they went down. It was so hot. And finally, one of the boys said, look, I'm going in anyway. I don't care what Grandma says. She says, I'm going in. She's never been in. She doesn't know, I'm sure. And the other boy was, Larry said, that's right. And Jack said, be careful. He said, don't go in. I'm not going in. Grandma wouldn't like it. So anyway, Larry went in, and Jack cried out, don't go out too far. Be careful. But he said, oh, I'm okay. This is fine. It's not running fast at all. So he kept walking a bit further and a bit further. And then one step too far. And he went under the water, and Jack cried out, Grandma, Grandma, come quick. Larry's drowning. But Grandma was too far away and couldn't hear him. And when he came up, he was already a long way down the canal. And there was nothing that Jack could do. And then when Larry thought of the sluice and the pump, and if his hair hadn't been wet, it would have stood on end. He was so terrified. I would be too, wouldn't you? Yeah. Who'd want to be in a pump? So he was crying out, help, help. And then there was a farmer who heard him. He was working very close by. And he saw the head bobbing, and he heard the cry, and he realised what had happened. And so he started running along the side of the river. He thought of the bridge a bit further down. That was his only chance. And he called out to him. He said, now I'm going for the bridge. Put up your hand when you go under. And so he ran as fast as he could. And by this time, of course, Larry was exhausted and he was terrified, and he put up his hand and he said, Jesus, save me, Jesus, save me. And just could think of that pump. And so the farmer raced onto the bridge and lay down flat and tried to reach, and he couldn't quite reach. And so he just reached that bit further, and it was only about 50 metres from the sluice. And he was just able to grab his hand. There's the picture as he went under the bridge. Just in the nick of time. And so it was just so close. And So with his last ounce of strength, Larry had just been able to put up his hand and be saved. And so Larry never forgot that experience. I don't think any of us would we? And he learned a great lesson in obedience. He learned also that it's always wise to respect the experience of older people. You might think it's all right, but older people have had experience. They've got the wisdom and to know. So, and the biggest lesson we learn, of course, that when we're in danger or trouble, that if we lift up our hand to Jesus for help, he's always ready to help us too. And it may not only be danger, it might be even a big temptation where you're in danger of being swept away with sin. And Jesus will never fail to help us if we hold up our hand to him. Good. Well, that's it. Thank you, boys.